This is an ABC Radio National podcast. For full details, abc.net.au/rn.
Hello and welcome to Perspective with me, Sue Clark. Whether it's the HSC, VCE, SACE or even the TEE, the final year of high school study and exams can be brutal for the parents. Deb Richards, Associate Professor in the Department of Computing at Macquarie University in Sydney, came through the ordeal only slightly scarred and today shares her tips on surviving Year 12.
The adventure begins in the final term of the previous year. From the teens' point of view, this is a time of excitement as they become the long-awaited top dog at school. Like a pressure cooker on a 12-month timer, it will be another year until the results can be tasted. For many students, Year 12 imposes demands they've never come close to experiencing before. Assessment task deadlines come thick and fast, and you're in for a real roller coaster ride if your child is doing a subject like art that includes a major work. My daughter had four to hand in. With all the demands, I found it difficult not to panic and set her off. Luckily, at childbirth classes, I'd learnt controlled breathing. I didn't realise I'd need it 18 years later. While you can't do it for them, in some sense you can do it together. Offer encouragement and assistance where possible. Make sure you know which subjects they are doing, the relevant assessment tasks, and when they are due. But rather than saying, "You should be doing economics now," say, "How is economics coming along?" Just as you had to watch your child play soccer, netball or footy from the sidelines, you will again need to restrain yourself from grabbing the ball or shouting too loud. But don't leave them to sink or swim. Studies repeatedly show that parents are the most influential people in a teen's life. Teens that go off the rails usually do so because they feel cut off from their parents. The Year 12 trial exams are appropriately named. They provide a not-so-dry run for the final external exams. The results from the trial should be used as confirmation to keep working hard or a warning to lift the game. By the time you've made it to the trials, the major works must have been handed in and the final countdown has started. For me, the graduation dinner came as a relief from the approaching day of reckoning. I found the event a time to reflect on the previous 6 years of high school. It was a proud moment seeing how my daughter and her friends had turned into beautiful young ladies. I tried not to focus on how old I must be to be celebrating this moment. But the graduation dinner and even the exams pale into insignificance when compared to the Year 12 formal. First comes the day or two of shopping for dresses, suits and accessories. On the day, there's visits to the hairdresser and beautician to get the nails, hair and face looking just right. And be prepared to get your hands dirty rubbing on fake suntan lotion. The pre's start around 5 p.m. at some obliging parent's home, followed by 6 hours of partying at the formal venue. If you're the fool, like me, who agreed to around 100 teens converging on your humble home at 1 a.m. for the afters party, then watch out. Your teens, oh yes, and their partners, but that topic will have to wait until another day, have bottled up somewhere between 12 months and 18 years of restraint. My advice? Supply food, water and soft drink to counterbalance the alcohol they bring and have already consumed. Provide lots of bins and clear signs leading to the bathrooms. Like the first day you took them to school, you probably have mixed feelings. However, unlike the kindergarten experience, you will be the one suffering from separation anxiety and wanting to know where they are going. On the one hand, you can breathe a sigh of relief at reaching the end of 13 years of formal education. On the other hand, you'll be worried what the future holds and whether they've worked hard enough to pursue their chosen course and careers. But don't believe the hype. Regardless of the results, there are many options. Perhaps they can return to study when they really know what they want. The reality is that mature-age students tend to do better than school leavers, and in our ever-changing society, there are many opportunities to find or reinvent ourselves. Despite the well-meaning aspirations we have for our children, in this final year, parents have to accept that our children will have to sleep in the beds we couldn't get them to make.
Deb Richards with today's perspective. And if you'd like to read the transcript of Deb's piece or even download or podcast it, well, you can by going to our website, abc.net.au/rn, and follow the prompts.
ABC Radio National. More than 60 programs, more than 260 transmitters Australia-wide. And we're live on the net as well as media on demand streams. Find out how to get more out of Radio National. Go to abc.net.au/rn. And for the full list of MP3 and podcast programs, abc.net.au/rn/podcast.